Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right. Hello and welcome to this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on, man?
And Trish Halpin.
Hi.
This is Trish's first time on the Must Hear Music podcast, which
Is this a podcast debut across the board?
I've never been on a podcast before. Wow. I'm a little bit nervous.
There's a lot to be nervous about.
I'm going to listen to it and be like, wow, I'm lispier and more nasally than I ever thought I could possibly be. But this will be great.
Well,
but yeah, anyway, so yeah, Trish is the photo editor here at Billboard, so we're excited to have her in the,
she'll
in the
give
podcast
us a visualization.
You're excited slash scared, I'm sure. Songs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we can just edit out anything you say that we don't like afterwards, so I think we're all set.
It's funny how I think, is your mic on? What if it just wasn't on and there was like gaps in the conversation? We're like, what do you think, Trish? And then just silence.
That's probably for the best.
No, that'd be sad. But yeah, anyway. Welcome, Trish.
Oh, thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
And I'm back after
back
a week
after
away,
a hiatus,
and
you
guys clowned on me while
Not
I was
really.
Gone.
We just, you know.
We do that to your face, too.
That's true, too. I'm not going to be talking about Little Mix or Charlie XCX this week, unlike most weeks, I guess.
Every week, it's a new Little Mix song from Jason. Anyways, well, let's go to the first one. I'm going to start with Adam Lambert, who I like to call King Lambert. I've never called him that before. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, so his new album, his third album, came out today. It's called The Original High. The song I chose is Another Lonely Night. And Jason and I had talked about this a bit ago, and I have to be honest, so the reason he like left his last label is they really wanted him to do kind of an 80s covers album.
Yeah.
And I actually think that is a good idea for him. Like, I would love to hear that record. I'm not saying, like, I understand creatively he wanted to make new music, be himself. What were you going to say? You're holding up your fingers.
Yeah, so I raised my hand. So he left his label because they wanted him to do 80s kind of stuff, and then he went on tour with Queen.
Well, there's that, and then also...
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, no, they wanted him to do an 80s covers album, like, as his next album. They were like, yeah, you shouldn't release a new album. Do an 80s covers album.
So
and
go on tour with Queen and sing all Queen songs?
Yeah, that is what he did.
Okay.
And I get
just
I get
catching
what you're
up,
saying,
just
but
catching
I think
up.
I think it was like the whole album versus like touring thing.
Got it.
Anyway.
And also there's a lot of truth being like this album, while new material, like is basically an 80s album. Like this all sounds like this music could exist in the 80s.
Yeah, that's very true.
But it's just songs that exist or that were written last year instead. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the one I picked is Another Lonely Night, and I love Ghost Town. Ghost Town actually grew on me, you know.
Same.
It had the strike against it that it had the same song title as a Madonna song, and I did hold that against it.
But one has a space and one doesn't.
Yeah.
That's true, but I was pretty suspicious of Lambert after that. I got over it. Now I like Ghost Town. No, this song is cool. It has kind of like as the finger snaps. I'm a huge fan of finger snaps in pop songs.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of like a synthy, like expansive ballad. Like the production is, I guess you could say, a little more modern in that it kind of is like what Disclosure does to a degree. But yeah, like it's an 80s ballad throwback, but I think it's great. I think he's really good at that. I think Never Close Our Eyes from his last album is one of my favorites. And this is maybe like a more laid-back version of this, but I'm digging it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I've been, you know, shouting from the rooftops since 2012 that Trespassing is a super underrated album. And I like this album a lot. I don't think I like it as much as Trespassing. And I kind of feel like I like this song as well, but I don't like it quite as much as something like Never Close Our Eyes or something like Shady from the last album. I think it's just a little bit... It's enjoyable, and it does give him that kind of disclosure look, but I don't really like hearing Adam Lambert trying to imitate. Not that he's trying to imitate, but he it sounds like he's following a little on this song. Not necessarily the whole album, but just on this song, it sounds like I'm like, come on, man. Like I want to hear you like bust it out on your own terms and really give us something that you've been thinking about and contemplating and put it in a pop song. And I feel like this one, you know, it's funny because the last two Adam Lambert songs on this podcast I've kind of like dismissed, but I'm a huge Adam Lambert fan. So yeah, this one, it's good. Solid Lambert. Trish, what do you got?
This might be the second Adam Lambert song I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
So I can't super speak as intelligently. I thought it was fine. I don't know. I listened to it twice. I was like, okay, cool. I can listen to this more, but I could also not listen to this again ever. Like, it was fine. It was fun.
Feel like
no one can see like my hand and head movements.
She's
but it was just, like, it's
she's
fine.
Making
it's
a lot of motion right
indicate
now.
Indicate sort of interest in it. Yeah, I feel like it probably isn't going to get him a ton of new fans. I feel like the Glamberts are probably going to be happy with this album, but. I don't know. I mean, I think to what you're saying, Jason, like, I think you're right, but, like, he's never really, like, led in terms of pop. Like, he's always kind of done.
He's always kind of worked in different styles that
different
have existed
styles.
Already, but I feel like he's always kind of, I guess that's what I'm saying, is that he's always kind of put his own spin on it, and I don't really hear his own spin on this song.
Sure.
So.
But now, again, you didn't like Ghost Town at first, and now you've come around.
I know.
So, like,
Ghost
six
Town.
Months from now, you're probably going to be all about
Another
Lonely
Night. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. But, yeah, I've definitely enjoyed listening to Ghost Town more and more. But I don't know. I don't know about this one. Although, yeah, I recommend the album for sure. I don't think, like I said, I think it's probably his second best after Trespassing. I think it's definitely better than the debut album. And, yeah, I like it.
Is this a single or just a song on the album?
This
just
is just
song.
A track
okay.
So far.
Joe likes to pick those deep cuts.
Get some Lambert deep cuts.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to it. It's Adam Lambert, Another Lonely Night from his new album, The Original High. As far as I came from you, and I don't give a fuck if the sun comes up here.
It's just another... Another lonely night.
All right, that was new Adam Lambert. Next, let's switch over to this is a Trish pick.
Oh my god, it's a Trish pick.
And it's Kacey Musgraves' song is Dime Store Cowgirl, and this is a new song of hers that just came out.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you picked it. Why? What do you think of it? What do you like about it?
So I've been obsessed with Kacey Musgraves now for probably about six whole days.
Wow.
A whole six.
Long time fan.
Super. It was kind of a surprise that I saw the song on Spotify pop up this morning, and I've just been listening to it all day. I like Biscuits, and I like Family's Family, which is also on the new album, and... It's just a sweet song. It's very, I'm famous now, I have money now, I'm traveling the world, I'm doing all this really great stuff, but I'm still just Kacey. And little known fact, Trish loves like banjo-y kind of twangy music.
Wow.
Which, super surprise, I'm sure, but it's cute. She's just like a little country Katy Perry, and this song I thought was very sweet and kind of honest and less biscuity.
Less biscuity.
Definitely less biscuity. No, I liked, like Biscuits is cool, but it was very similar to Follow Your Arrow.
Yeah.
And this is definitely like in a different, like slightly less cutesy, but still like nice direction.
Well, she had a couple songs on the first album that sounded a little bit more like this, that were a little less cutesy poppy songs. But I do like this one, and I'm interested to hear what the rest of the album's like. We apparently gave it a really good review, so super psyched to hear about that.
Yeah.
We gave it a good review, but we said we didn't like this song.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
But no, this is a great song.
When we say to our listeners, we mean whoever the person in the magazine reviewed. For Billboard magazine.
Word.com. Yeah. So
obviously they should always ask my opinion.
Yeah. Yes. Of course. I think that what's interesting, so this is a weird analogy I've been thinking about. You remember how the Strokes put out Is This It, and then for the second album they just basically made another Is This It with Room on Fire. It was just like a very similar album. I feel like Casey Musgraves is kind of doing the same thing, and but like not in a bad way, like in the same way that the Strokes put out more songs that sounded like their first album and everyone kind of enjoyed that. I feel like this is what Casey Musgraves is doing. My whole thing was like when Biscuits came out, I was like, oh, this is exactly Follow Your Arrow. Like, that's the exact same thing. This one's a little bit different than what she was doing, but it's still like, this song could be on her first album. Like, it's not a marked departure. And I don't say that as a complaint. I think that she has found a winning formula and is continuing to thrive in that, using that formula. I think that this is a really enjoyable listen. And yeah, I've been anxiously, I haven't listened to this whole album yet, but I've been really anxious to do so. I've heard it's great, but I think it's just Casey doing more of what she did on Same Trailer, Different Park and winning with it.
Casey being Casey.
Her best friend Leslie said, oh, she's just being Casey.
The only complaint I have is, like, lyrically, she does the whole, like, you can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of a girl. And it's like, we've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to just be put to rest, like, shot, like, taken out and shot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But otherwise, yeah, like, it, I think there's nothing wrong with, like, it's more of the same from her, but, like, you know, like, she's country. Like, that's kind of what, like, country people do. Like, now I feel like I'm just being really mean to a whole genre. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's, like, not like Luke Bryan does things, like, radically different from album to album.
You're saying there's less progression.
I think there's between, less pressure, yeah, for albums. Country artists to, like,
well,
show
I said
growth.
Progression, not pressure.
I mean, I'm saying they're also not pressured to do any, like, growing or changing.
Yeah.
Anyways. But, yeah, no, I really like this song. It's good. And I'm not, as you might have guessed, not a big country person. But yet this, like, I enjoyed listening to this for three times.
There you go, man.
And I might even get this album. Oh. So
I already, every time something new pops up on the iTunes store, I've bought it already. I just spent more on iTunes in the last week because of Casey Musgraves than I did, like, all of last year. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. You're going to save the music industry, Casey.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to it. So Casey Musgraves, Dime Store Cowgirl.
And I kind of fell in love with a Palm Springs trailer park, but those California stars could never steal my heart, cause I'm just a dime store cowgirl. That's all I'm ever gonna be.
Yeah, so that was Casey Musgraves, Dime Store Cowgirl. I said this joke before, like, just 5 minutes ago, and I'm going to say it again. So if you play Dime Store Cowgirl backwards, you actually get an entirely different song, which is Dime Store Reverse Cowgirl. So that's kind of a cool little thing, neat little trick she did.
It was funny the first time I heard it, that joke.
Yeah, now it's just disgusting. Anyways, I apologize for that. Did we do one of... Yeah, so Jason.
What's up, man?
Do you want to start with Miguel? Should we do Miguel featuring Corrupt?
Yeah, man. Hearing...
So we got a bounty of new Miguel tracks.
Yeah, this is my favorite for sure. It's called NWA. And just here, I mean, so Miguel sounds like he's entering his psych soul stage of his career. He's moving beyond the straightforward R&B of Kaleidoscope Dream and is doing something a lot headier with this new album. Wild Heart. It sounds like he's trying to make his voodoo on this one, and I kind of applaud him for being that ambitious. And yeah, this is one of the songs that I've really latched onto. NWA featuring Corrupt. It's just, I think it makes so much sense once you hear this track to have like just a grizzled MC like Corrupt with this kind of veteran savvy R&B voice like Miguel. I just think it's a great pairing. It's such a buttery, smooth song. It also is pretty hard though, because you know you have Corrupt kind of mixing it up, and and laying down some really nice bars, like best I've heard of Corrupt in quite some time. So, yeah, he sounds like he's going totally trippy on this album, and I like what I hear so far. It's funny because we heard a bunch of these tracks a couple weeks ago when someone from Miguel's label came in and played us a couple tracks, and people in that room aside from me were like, oh, this seems kind of weird. And I was like, yeah, it seems kind of weird. Like, that's how I felt.
Right. Well, that's
so, but I like what he's doing.
Yeah, with him, that's perfect, because it's like that first album of his was like kind of no one took notice, really, because it was just pretty straight up R&B. And then when he started getting weirder on Kaleidoscope Dream, it got better, and he got a ton of fans.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah, and Adorn, for as much of a huge hit as it was, it's like it's a weird song.
Totally.
Like, it's a strange song. And if you listen to Kaleidoscope Dream, a lot of it, the song structures are pretty straightforward still. Like, it's still, he's still going by, like, verse, chorus, that kind of structure. But the elements of each song were very kind of wild and a little bit out there. I feel
kaleidoscopic,
like,
would you even say?
Kaleidoscopic indeed. I just think he's kind of following his instinct on this one, and he's like, let's just get weirder. And I like this song a lot. I like this, everything I've heard from this project.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Sly Stone fan, and this, you know, it just, like, basically he's adding more guitar to his sound without taking it out of R&B territory, which is, you know, like, not something you hear a lot of these days, but certainly in the 70s, like, that, you know, like, that was what R&B was. You know, there was a lot of rock guitar in the mix, and a lot of psychedelic rock was on everyone's minds, so, like, kind of bringing that combination back, I'm a big fan of. I like, there's, like, a guitar noise. It almost sounds like a guitar string is, like, getting ripped out of a guitar at some point. Like, there's just some cool sounds on this.
Yeah.
What did you think, Trish?
Oh, yeah, no, I super didn't listen to it. I got really distracted by the album cover, and I just spent a lot of time thinking about that.
And what did you think about the album cover?
It's a bit much.
It is.
It's a bit much.
If anyone hasn't seen it, you should look it up now.
He's a little bit naked.
Yes.
With a woman draped over him who's also naked. And it was just like, what are you trying to tell me, Miguel?
That
what are you trying to tell me?
A sexual being, I guess.
I just felt a little hit over the head by it. Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's definitely something I'm not going to be, like, changing my computer screen to anytime soon.
Mm. That's fair.
Computer desktop to. But anyways, album's Wild Heart. The song we're talking about is Miguel featuring Corrupt NWA, and yes, they're talking about that NWA. And by the way, when's the movie comes out, in like August?
Yeah.
I'm very excited for
that. I think they aired a commercial during the NBA Finals, and like it's a lot of like Paul Giamatti coming up to the guys playing NWA and being like, you can't bring guns around.
Yeah. You can't say that.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. Which I'm excited
about.
Love
Giamatti.
Love
I mean, I'm not
Giamatti.
Showing up specifically for Paul Giamatti. I want to know the story of... Yeah.
Paul's super fan over here.
Right.
They kept talking about this rap crew. I just wanted more Giamatti.
Yeah. So anyways, enough of Paul Giamatti for this week. Let's listen to Miguel featuring Corrupt. Song is NWA. All right, that was New Miguel. Let's flop over to, I forgot what my other pick was. I guess let's do, so we've got Giorgio Moroder, new album out.
Yeah.
Italian disco legend. He produced, he has his own albums from back in the day. But I probably more famously, he produced people like Donna Summer. He did her Bad Girls album, double LP, which is actually one of my favorite albums of all time. He did I Feel Love, probably one of the most influential dance songs of all time. So anyways, he is still alive, which we learned about when Daft Punk released Random Access Memories, because he was involved in the making of that album. And that's kind of when people were like, oh, we have this dance legend who is both alive and also still sort of with it. So he used both of those to his advantage and came out with a new album, which drops this week, which is called 74 is the New 24.
That is not the title of the album.
Oh, did he change it?
Yeah,
what is
it? Deja Vu.
Oh, it's called Deja Vu.
It was 74 is the New 24.
Yeah, it's been Deja Vu for a while, though. Oh, even I knew that.
I'm sorry. Anyways, so the album's called Deja Vu. I apparently have no idea. And the song we're going to talk about, this is it's a Trish pick. It's Britney Spears singing, doing a cover of Susanna Vega's Tom's Diner, which is just has a briefly very interesting history for this song. So Susanna Vega is kind of a folk artist who did an a cappella version of this song in the late 80s. A producer called DNA added some electronic beats to it. It became a hit in 91. And then recently it was interpolated on Fall Out Boy's Centuries is the song, right? Which became, I think, a top 20 hit too.
Yeah, you don't know your Giorgio Moroder album titles, but you know your Tom's Diner history.
Believe me, I know Tom's Diner like the back of my hand, but album titles, whatever. No, I really am. Like, I feel like in the iTunes, iPod era, like song titles and album titles, I sometimes just completely forget and have no idea what they are.
Well, I don't listen to full albums anymore usually.
Yeah.
As part of that. I don't know. That was my...
Well, let's go to Trish.
So anyways, Britney Spears, Tom's Diner. What do you think, Trish?
Well,
you are a Britney super fan, by the way. People listening do not know this, but Trish loves, if not worships... the ground that Britney Spears stumbles over.
Yeah. I cried during the entire time she performed at Planet Hollywood when I was there. It was like amazing. I didn't pick the song. It was assigned to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I probably would have picked it anyway. I like Britney Spears covers. Pretty much all the ones she's done I've loved. She even did The Beat Goes On like her first album, and it wasn't even that great, but it was just so good. Her covers just are better than a lot of her other songs. But I did like this. It's definitely not the Tom's Diner from, like, the original. It's dancing. It's good. And is Britney actually singing? She doesn't sound super duper auto-tuned and, like, all fixed up. She actually sounds really good. And that's one of the things Giorgio Moroder had said when people started finding out that Britney was on his new album. He's like, no, she's singing. She's a good singer, and it's a really good track. So I listened to it about 15 times after it was given to me because it didn't matter. I would have done it anyway. She's amazing. She's perfect. Even barefoot in a gas station bathroom eating Cheetos, she's perfect.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But yeah, I liked it.
So you're a fan of it. Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. I have to say, like, the first time I heard it, because it leaked and we weren't sure if it was real or not, I was almost not sure if it was real just because there was, like, no auto-tune or, like, no backup vocalist. It was like, whoa, is this, like, her singing? But
yeah, because especially if you listen to it with before or after Pretty Girls, That just sounds really manufactured. Or this one, it doesn't even seem like she was even trying that hard, and it just came out really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure Britney with a dance beat. It's like OG Britney.
I like you mentioned The Beat Goes On because I was listening to that the other day while taking a shower.
The Britney version? Or
yes, the Britney version. Nice. Just within the last 24 hours, I listened to that. So, anyways, just now you know that. Jason, what do you think?
You know, I got to say, this fun cover. I'm kind of out on this Giorgio Moroder album. And, like, feel like it was just kind of like, I can just kind of picture, like, the boardroom meeting that led to this in, like, late 2013. It was like, Giorgio's having a comeback. And, like, they're all, like, everyone in this boardroom meeting is, like, chomping on cigars. Mm-hmm. Giorgio's having a comeback with his Daft Punk album. He should put out a new record with all contemporary art. And, like, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't really do it for me. He's obviously a legend, and I saw him live last summer. He was unbelievable. If he plays live, I don't know if he actually has, like, live dates coming up, but, like, you guys should see him if he does. But, I just don't think you need a new Giorgio Moroder album with, like, some of my favorite artists, like Charlie XCX and Kylie Minogue. And, like, and again, like, this is a fun cover. It's just, like, I don't know if I needed it.
Well, I don't think it's winning any Grammys, but I bought it and now it's on my summer 2015 playlist on my phone.
It is not on my summer 2015 playlist.
Ouch. But have you listened to the full album?
I have. I actually have. Yeah.
See, I haven't, so I do need to sit down.
Yeah,
and do that.
It's just, you know, it's a fine listen once, and then I don't feel the need to return to it. So, Sorry, Giorgio.
Mm. Well, you're going to hear it out of my earbuds a lot. So
that's fine. I do sit next to Trish, so. Mm.
Here's everything I listen to, for better or for worse.
But yeah, there you go, man.
All right, well, let's give it a spin. And you should tweet what you think about this song to us. So yeah, so it's Britney Spears singing with Giorgio Moroder, and the song is Tom's Diner.
It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them. Instead, I pour the milk.
All right, that was Britney. That was Queen Brit. Next up, let's do, so this is one of my picks.
Oh, wait, I have a question first.
Yes.
Because you mentioned that people should tweet about things. Mm-hmm. Is there a hashtag? I'm new to your podcast.
No, not really. Instead, our handles.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel is popular there, like, enough to get a hashtag trending. I'm not going to even approach that.
I feel popular enough to get a hashtag trending.
I mean, if I did, I would, like, just do something like Budweiser and just, like, I would take something that exists already and then pretend sued. Like I had started that.
I like it.
I'd be like, man, yeah, people are using my hashtag constantly. They're always tweeting about, I don't know, Big Bang Theory or something that already exists.
Do people tweet about Big Bang
Theory? It's a weird detour.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry, that was my fault.
I liked it, but
all right.
I offer no real help. I just kind of help you wander.
All right, so Beck. So Beck has a new song.
Beck.
Well, Beck, yeah, the intro to this podcast is a Beck song from way back in the day off the Odelay album. I like Beck.
I've never asked you, but I always wonder why.
I just love that song. Yeah. It's a great song. All right. It seems like a good podcast opener.
It's because the Must Hear Music podcast is where it's at. Like,
you know, I never even thought of that. But sure, let's say, yeah, Must Hear Music podcast is where it's at.
I see what you did there.
Wow.
Let's see what
design
there.
T-shirts.
If we can't get a hashtag going, I don't think anyone wants a t-shirt, so let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, you never know.
But
you can shoot any t-shirt out of one of those t-shirt cannons and people
fight
that's for
what
it.
We gotta do. We gotta find somewhere where t-shirt cannons are needed, and then we shoot the mustard. But I guess we just lose money. Because first we have to make the t-shirts. And then
we have a marketing team to figure that out. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's fair. Get the numbers nerds on that. That's what we call them to their face here. While knocking the books out of their hands. So yeah. So like I've said three times, Beck has a new song. It's called Dreams. I love Fun Beck, and this is Fun Beck. I got to be honest, I know the man won a Grammy for Morning Phase, and I think it's a very good album, but I have a low tolerance for mopey Beck. Like, I know Sea Change is a very essential album for a lot of people. Yeah. It drags for me. Like, I like certain songs, but I do not enjoy listening to it start to finish. I would much rather listen to an Odelay or a Midnight Vulture sort of thing.
Yeah.
And this is, like, funky Beck, and I'm happy to hear that.
Just to interrupt, if you were done. Midnight Vultures, when it came out, I think it was end of 98, I think it came out. And I was 11, and I loved Midnight Vultures. It was, like, my favorite album. And, yeah, I just loved it. Like, I would play Sex Laws, and my parents would get mad that I was listening to a song called Sex Laws. I was like,
hey,
no,
but at least there's laws
understand.
For it. You're like, at least I'm following the laws.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, that's a great album. And then I shortly after that, a couple of years later, I was like, oh, there's a new Beck album. Oh, cool. And, like, imagine what it was like listening to Sea Change after, like, Midnight Vultures is your favorite album. You're just like, really? And I've grown to appreciate that album, but, like, yeah, I'm totally with you. I like Funky Beck a lot more. I actually really enjoyed his last album, Morning Phase, but, like, I enjoyed this kind of Beck music way more.
Right.
This is like a jam. This is kind of like a low-key Beck jam right here.
Hashtag Beck jam. Let's get that trending.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Midnight Vultures for a second.
Sure.
It was 98 because I remember when Windows 98 came out. This is what? Really going back.
Wow.
This was when you had Windows Media Player.
Playing,
it was
like
one
Minesweeper
of two
at the
free
same
songs
time?
That came with it. And the other was Classical, and the other, I don't even remember which one, but it was like a 30-second snippet that was there so you could, like, test it out. So just a little late 90s flashback.
Wow.
This kid never forgot.
Unreal.
There are 30 seconds of Beck that introduced him.
It's
so thanks, Microsoft.
Man, he's just never really
only
made.
Only time anyone said that.
He's never really made another Midnight Vultures. Like, Guero is more like a rock album.
Information. Was good. Yeah,
kinda,
I mean,
there.
I think he's had great albums since then.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's nothing quite like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about, and Trish? You thought?
Oh,
what
I
do you
liked
think about
it.
Dreams.
It would. Wait, are we talking about the song?
Yeah, the song's called Dreams.
Oh, you're talking about other Beck stuff, and I was just like, Beck. So, I liked the song. I super did. But it was a little long, so I lost focus after about 4 minutes, because it's five, and, like, five isn't that long. It's not like it's a 12-minute situation, but, like, I lost it. I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm done with it. It's fine, whatever.
I mean,
a ringing endorsement.
I'm at work. I'm doing four other things. If it's on my phone and I'm listening to it, I'm on the train, I'll super listen to the whole thing. It was fine. Like, it was upbeat Beck. It was fun Beck.
Yeah.
I would agree.
We've been
saying
Beck a lot.
This song could have been 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I will say, if you're listening Beck, trim it down a little bit.
Come
next
on,
time.
Beck.
I'm
don't
a
need
super big
that
music
last
expert.
Minute.
Come
so.
On, Beck.
It's good, though. It's ultimately, we all agree we like it.
Yeah.
So let's listen to it. Song is Beck. It's from his upcoming non-depressing album, which
hopefully,
does not have a title, but is happening at some point, probably this year.
The album art looks happy, upbeat.
Yeah.
So, like, it's probably not going to be sad.
So you like the album art better than the Miguel album art, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because, like...
Because Beck isn't naked while a girl bends over in front of him.
Well, it's just, he's just not trying super hard. He's just like, I'm Beck, here's my face, here's some doodles over it. And they were fun Beck. I don't know.
It's fun Beck.
I'm
going
to say fun Beck at least four more times.
Let's listen to fun Beck. Here he is. All right, that was a new Beck track called Dreams. Next and last, we've got another Jason pick. This was an awesome song, and this was something I probably would not have listened to had not Jason sent it my way. So thanks, man.
Hey.
It's band is called Weaves. Song is called Tick.
Yeah.
And it really, it's rock. It's rockish, kind of like old school. Like, it really reminded me of, like, when 70s, like, Todd Rundgren would kind of do his, like, psychedelic, like, rock pop thing, which I'm a big fan of. So I loved it. What?
Yeah, no, I picked this. I found this the other day, and I just really like this song. Weaves is a band out of Toronto. They've only released an EP. So far, it seems that this is the first song since their self-titled EP came out last year. Just really solid indie rock song. And somebody else, I think Stereo Gum premiered it last week, and they compared it to a Broken Social Scene song off their self-titled album, which is like a very gloriously messy indie rock album that I really appreciate. And wow, came out 10 years ago. That makes me feel old. Anyway, so yeah, this is just kind of something that I like to have burrow in my like pop playlist to kind of jazz it up with a little bit of like screeching guitar. And it's funny because I love what they do with the melodies here, where the guitar melody just mirroring the vocal melody so well, and just kind of that interplay is something that I think is really well done on this. I think that this is kind of a song that sneaks up on you, and you're like halfway through listening to it and you're like, wow, this is really affecting me. Like, I'm really digging this, and I don't want this song to end. Even, thank goodness it's not 5 minutes, of course.
What a relief.
Dodged a bullet, Weaves.
Well, every time I listened to it, it just kept playing into the next song, and I didn't even notice, and I just kept listening. So that, I guess, I have more patience for.
I'd like to hear more of this band, and hopefully this leads to a great album. Somebody in that Stereo Gum post, they also referenced another Toronto band, Always, whose album I loved last year.
That was a good record.
So if they can come up with something like that, I'd be down.
And this is, sorry, so they're Toronto four piece, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's great. It's good shit.
Wow.
It gets the good shit rating.
Nice.
Should we listen to it?
Let's listen
to it.
Should
we spin it? All right. Yeah. So Weaves, the song is called
Tick.
Already forgot. Tick. All right, let's listen to it. All right, that was Tick from Weaves. And that's all we got this week. There was someone tweeted in, or rec, the new Travie McCoy song featuring Sia Golden.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Did you listen to that, Jason?
I have. We can talk about it.
Let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, I feel like, honestly, I wasn't that. I love her voice.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about what Travie's doing on this song.
Yeah.
Where did he come from? Where'd they find him?
Travie McCoy?
Yeah.
The gym class heroes
guy? No, I know who he is.
Oh, okay.
I just want, you know.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
I mean, it is his song. He can.
Oh.
I mean, you're right. We haven't heard. I mean, you know, it's not like he's in the public eye.
You know what's funny about Travie McCoy is, like, I'm not a big Travie McCoy fan, but, like, I kind of respect his hustle in that, like, Travie McCoy's lasted a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think I saw him when I was in high school.
Yeah, like Gym Class Heroes, like, what was that song? Cupid's Chokehold?
Yeah.
Like, that song's like 10
Wasn't
years
that
old.
About Katy Perry?
It was a Supertramp.
Oh, wait,
cover
what's the one I'm
that
thinking?
He rapped on. Or I think it might be about, you know what? I think that actually might be about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They played at my college, and he said that, but I don't think I knew who Katy Perry was at the time, so I was like,
So I don't love this song, but I respect Travie McCoy's long game, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that dude, every 3 years, he just comes up with another big hit. And
he just won't go away.
I mean, you know, Stereo Hearts with Adam Levine. That was a really big hit.
that was.
I do know that one.
And that was a great song.
Billionaire. That was like Bruno Mars's first big hit, aside from Nothing on You.
That's true. I totally forgot about that. See? But yeah, I mean, I was looking Gym Class Heroes. You know, I mean, they were together in the late 90s. Like that's, and he's not old. Like he's not. I mean, the man is like.
Can we do a quick Google?
I'm looking. He's 33. So for a 33 year old who have been like in making music since the late 90s.
Yeah, that's surprising. Like,
he's, good on him.
He's doing it, man.
But yeah, like, I don't think this is, like, his comeback song or anything. I mean, I think, well, like, Sia's vocals aren't the best thing about it, really.
People are into whatever Sia's doing these days. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I like this little bonus must-hear music song.
It's
this
little bonus track. Wow. Yeah.
This is like
deluxe edition.
Don't like even list this on the podcast posting, so people it will be like a hidden track.
Well, right. What happens when he does his photo request and I put it as the main photo?
I'm sure all the podcast listeners are really
They're not even
by the photo request. They're like, photo requests. We love those. So, anyways, we'll sign off and we'll talk about photo requests on our time, Trish. Yeah. Okay. No, but thank you both, Trish and Jason, for sitting down.
Trish, great podcast debut.
Great big podcast debut.
I barely added anything.
You added a lot of love about Britney and
about Britney, yeah.
And a lot of impatience with Beck's 5-minute song.
A lot of
Okay, listen, I was busy. There was like 4 things going on and I'm trying to listen to this and it just wasn't ending. So I was just I gave up. I stopped at 4.
God, I hope Beck isn't listening. It's just
I like Beck. I think he's a cool dude. Congrats on the Grammy win. I like some of the old stuff, but I didn't have it in me. I just didn't have that last minute in me.
All right. that's all we got though. So thank you for listening. If you have any recommendations or thoughts on the Britney song or anything else, please tweet them at us. Have a great week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.